Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Back in 2003, Disney had a hit movie starring Shia LaBeouf, Sigourney Weaver, and John Voight. It was called Holes. It was about a young boy who had been wrongfully charged with stealing a pair of running shoes belonging to a famous athlete. His punishment, he's sentenced to 18 months at Camp Green Lake, which is actually situated on a dried-up lake bed and now serves as a juvenile detention camp. And while there, he and the other boys at the camp must get up each day and dig holes under the blazing sun in the heat of the day. In trying to explain the rationale behind this activity, the head counselor explains, you take a bad boy, make him dig holes all day in the hot sun, it turns him into a good boy. That's our philosophy here at Green Lake. As questionable as that sounds, it's a little like the philosophy that many mistakenly believe is behind the Ten Commandments. It's thought that if you take a bad boy, make him keep the Ten Commandments, then it will turn him into a good boy. But does it really work? Every once in a while, you'll see a sign with the Ten Commandments posted alongside of the highway for folks to see as they drive by. The thought behind it seems to be that if you show them to bad people, it will make them into good people. But is that really true? Back up for a moment and remember the people to whom God gave the Ten Commandments. God didn't post them along the roads or put them up on signs to be seen by foreigners and pagans, even though these laws are good and apply to all people. He actually gave them to the Israelites, people of faith, the community of believers. But wait a second, weren't they already good? Shouldn't these commandments be for, well, you know, other people? Take a closer look. With each commandment, God begins with the word, you. That's you and me. And as we hear these thundering commands one by one, what do you and I hear? They're not instructions telling us how to become good people. They actually reveal our sins. And the more we dig, we discover how bad we really are. Unlike the boy in the Disney movie, you and I haven't been falsely accused. Just the opposite. As David laments in Psalm 51, against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge. So, what's the purpose of the law? It shows us our sins, and drives us in repentance and faith to our Savior. Trying to make ourselves into good people is like digging our own grave. In the movie, the boys digging endless holes in the desert are rescued, and that's what Christ has come to do for you and me. The very first thing that God had Moses announce before giving the commandments was this reminder of His great mercy. He told them, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. And here's the good news of the gospel, that God in Christ has rescued us from our slavery to sin and death. Jesus came to do what you and I could never accomplish. He came to keep the commandments perfectly in every place where you and I have failed. He did this in love for us. And on a cross in the heat of the day, our Savior took the debt of our sins upon Himself. He paid for each and every one of them by His suffering and death in our place. It's Jesus who was buried in a hole and who has risen to set us free. Everyone who trusts in what Jesus has done on our behalf has this very forgiveness and everlasting life that He came to bring. As Paul rejoices to tell us in Galatians, a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. In short, it's God Himself who has made you good. He has rescued us from our hole. In fact, as David sang in Psalm 40, He drew me up from the pit of destruction. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for doing what only you could do. Take me, a poor, miserable sinner, and make me your beloved and redeemed child. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.